welcome to the introductory episode of the Sapphic Book Review Podcast. My name's Laura, and I'll be your host. I thought I'd take a moment to tell you a little bit about me and why you should listen to this podcast. I have two teenage boys. Josh is 17 and a senior in high school, and Adam's 15 and a sophomore. I've been with my partner Deb for 11 and a half years. We live in Missouri with our boys and our dogs, Sam and Lucy. I started a blog late last year where I review lesbian books and interview authors. It's been so therapeutic and has helped me through a very difficult time. The writers and readers of lesbian fiction are such a wonderful group, and I'm so thankful for the friendships I've made. This is such a close-knit community who support each other through moments of adversity as well as moments of joy, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. I want this podcast to be a celebration of the brilliant writers who bring such wonderful stories to life, and I want us to share the books that touch our hearts, get our juices flowing, or bring us some much-needed laughter. I'll be bringing you interviews with some of my favorite authors, as well as sharing my feelings on the books I've been reading, and hopefully getting some recommendations from you. Thanks so much for listening. Now, on with the show. Rachel Lacey is an award-winning les fiction writer. Her latest book, Read Between the Lines, was released in December and is still near the top of Amazon's top 100 in lesbian fiction. Her next book, No Rings Attached, will be available on April 12th. Hi, Rachel. Thank you for being my first guest. It's lovely to talk to you.
It is lovely to be here, and I am excited to be your first guest.
You should be. It's an honor, right?
Yeah, of course.
Between the Lines has over 2,000 ratings on Amazon. That's insane. Are you still pinching yourself?
Totally still pinching myself on that. It still, to be honest, it still feels a little surreal. I've been publishing books for a long time. I released my first book in 2014. And it didn't have much success. I've been kind of flying under the radar for a long time. I got used to really no one paying attention to me. And now this book has been so successful. It's just really blown my mind in a really good way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. I finished reading No Rings Attached a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's another wonderful book. And I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. It also has one of my favorite tropes, fake dating. I think when I was single, I could have rocked fake dating. I think I probably would have been much better at fake dating than real dating. Have you ever been anyone's fake date? And what else can you tell us about Leah and Grace?
I have not ever been anyone's fake date. And the truth is, now that you got me thinking about it, I don't know that I've ever known anyone in real life who's fake dated.
Right? It's more
and
of a
yet,
thing.
It's so popular in romance and in movies. And it's always one of my favorite tropes. But yeah, I don't actually know anyone who's ever done that in real life.
I know. I would love to do that. That'd be great.
There'd be so much potential for awkwardness, I feel like, in real life. Because what are the chances that you'd actually end up fake dating, like, your soulmate, right? It'd probably be someone that you really didn't like at all. And then...
No. I think I'm totally the opposite. I think it would totally be your person. That would just happen organically. You just start talking. All of a sudden, you're like, I love mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. After 2 days. That's my favorite.
That would be... a really cool love story in real life.
I know, right? So what's up with Leah and Grace?
So for anyone who's read Between the Lines, they already know Leah is Rosie's best friend. And there were some mentions to Rosie having another best friend who lived in Europe, who Leah had kind of jokingly called her imaginary friend because no one had ever met her. So in No Rings Attached, we're going to meet Grace. Basically, Leah needs a date to her brother's wedding in London, and she doesn't have anyone to take as an actual date. So Rosie suggests that she take Leah as her fake girlfriend for the weekend. And plus, it's a chance for Leah and Grace to meet. And so it kind of goes from there. We've got some fake dating, only one bed, which was so fun. Gotta love the only one bed. And a lot of good stuff there. And then there's also a road trip as Grace goes on the hunt for some answers about her past.
You just took all my favorite things and put them into one book.
I know.
That's
like one of the best things about being an author is you can be like, I really love like fake dating tropes. You know what? I'm going to write one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's going to be another big year for you. In addition to No Rings Attached, what else do you have planned for release this year?
Okay, so after No Rings Attached, I have, I'm part of a sapphic romance anthology releasing in May. It's called Love on Location, and it's going to be me, Lily Seabrook, Melina McKay, Jacqueline Ramsden, Joanna Gavez, Jamie Moody, and Margot Fox. And all the stories are vacation or travel themed, which, I mean, we could all use a little virtual escape right now, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
And what else do you have going on?
And then after that, in September-ish, I'm going to be releasing She'll Steal Your Heart, which is the fourth book in my Midnight in Manhattan series. For anyone who's read Don't Cry For Me, if you remember when Josie's bar got robbed.
Oh, that was, I love Josie.
Yes. So that was Lauren who robbed the bar. And she's actually the heroine of book four. This whole time I had been planning to redeem her and tell her story, but things got shuffled around with the pandemic and stuff. And I ended up writing a different book first. So I'm excited to finally redeem Lauren and give her backstory. And this one is an online friends to lovers and an age gap. And really kind of my love letter to like fandoms and fandom communities, because both heroines of that book are both big fans. In fact, Lauren is also the author of the fan fiction that from book three with Piper and her television show. So there's a lot of fan fiction and fandom references in that one. So
I am excited. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we get to see Josie and Eve.
You get to check back in with Josie and Eve.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a huge crush on Josie. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I love Josie. She's one of my favorites.
Anyone who can nurse, like take care of little baby kittens. Yeah.
I know, right?
I'm all about that.
I'm a huge animal lover, but that's a big commitment, man.
Yeah, I don't
getting
think I
up during
it.
The night. Yeah.
It's hard enough with actual kids.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like having like multiple newborn babies in the middle of the night, I guess.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I was little, I wanted to be a model, an actress, a singer, a school teacher, and, because they had the candy, a checkout girl at the grocery store. What did little Rachel want to be?
So there are two things that I remember. When I was really little, I wanted to be what I called a building knockdowner, which was essentially the person who like mans the wrecking ball that knocks down, you know.
That's badass.
Yeah, I can't. I have no idea where that ever came from for me, because I wasn't like particularly into trucks and stuff as a kid. But I really wanted.
You just
to,
wanted
like,
to destroy shit.
I just wanted to destroy shit when I was very small. So, and then when I was a little older, I very much wanted to be a vet, because I loved animals and I wanted to help animals, and I thought that sounded great. And then as I got older, I was like, you know, like to be a vet, you have to do surgeries and like deal with a lot of like wounds and things. And I am not good.
Lot of fluids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I can handle it with my own family and pets, but like the thought in nothing medical, I don't think I could ever do.
No, I know I could never do it. I'd be like, as soon as somebody started bleeding or other things started coming out, I'm like, I just throw my shit down and walk out. I'm like, no, I'm out. This medical school was a waste of time.
And also, like, having the responsibility for someone's life in your hands that way, I don't think I can handle that.
No, writing love stories is much better for you, I think.
Yes.
No one's going to die
from
any of that.
That is one of my favorite things about romance. You don't know how you're going to get there, but you know you're going to have a happy ending.
Well, unless you write one that's not a happy ending.
Well, then it's not technically a romance.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. So tell me one thing about you that would come as a complete surprise. Maybe you've got a hidden talent. I don't know. Maybe you break dance.
I do not break dance. I did do ballet when I was little, but I was not that good at it. Something that would surprise you about me probably would be that I was a Spanish major in college.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So the backstory for that, as with many things in my life, I am a huge fangirl, and I was a huge fan of Gloria Estefan. I still am, but in my teens was when I like first became a fan, and I really wanted to be able to understand the lyrics of her Spanish songs. So that was initially why I started learning Spanish. And then I just really fell in love with the language, and I just enjoyed it so much that I ended up double majoring in business and Spanish in college. I spent a summer living in Spain.
Oh, nice.
For like a study abroad. And yeah.
So you can speak Spanish? Are you like...
Well, see, this is my regret.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I could speak Spanish. I can still understand it pretty well, but I don't speak it very well anymore. I didn't keep up with it. I didn't practice.
No, I took 2 years of French in high school because I thought it was a sexy romantic language, right? Mm-hmm. I can say my name. That's it.
French confuses the heck out of me. There's so many letters in there that you don't pronounce.
I don't know what I was doing. I just thought this is a sexy language and I want to speak it.
It is a really sexy sounding language. Yeah, but
maybe I'll take it up again and romance my lady with my sexy French voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took a trip a couple years ago before COVID to London and Paris. And we tried to learn a little bit of French before we went, just to be able to, like, you know, ask for things in stores and stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's like the pronunciation is really out there. I guess if you really, truly learn the language, it would make sense. But
I went to Paris with my mom and it was right after high school. So I was like 20 something maybe. Mm-hmm. And I tried to speak French to the people and all I could ask them was where the bathroom was. That's all I managed to speak French about.
That's like the most important thing to learn, I think.
It really was. Yeah. But that's all. Yeah.
Because they always tell you to learn how to ask, like, where is, you know, whatever. But then, you know, they're going to answer you in the language that you don't speak. And then it's like,
right. You're like, I don't know what you just said. Whatever.
Not helpful.
What is a cause that is near and dear to your heart?
Well, I think anyone who knows me at all knows that I am a huge animal lover. And more than that, I'm a huge animal rescue advocate. All of our pets, including my son's hamster, we adopted our hamster from the animal shelter. And so I support my local shelters. And I'm also involved with Carolina Boxer Rescue, which is where we had adopted our boxer from. And I have volunteered with them and we used to foster for them as well.
Very nice. We have a rescue dog as well. Mm-hmm. He's a sweetheart.
I love
it. And then we have a Shih Tzu who's not a rescue, but she's she's something.
Yeah.
I know you love to read lesbian fiction almost as much as I do. What books are you really looking forward to coming out this year? Besides your own, you can't count those.
Oh, no, I don't count mine in that at all. I would say I have a love-hate relationship with, like, release day approaching. It's very stressful.
Sure.
So other people's books that I'm very excited about, always, we just have so many good lesbian fiction books coming out.
I know. And there's a lot coming out, like, really soon to where I'm like, how am I going to fit all this in?
Yeah. So I think probably the one that off the top of my head that, and it's probably the one that's the most far out for release day. Lee Winter's Redeeming the Villain book.
Oh yeah. That's going to be
I'm really interested to see how she does that because Michelle Hastings was,
she was like, horrible.
Yeah. So bad. But I mean, I love everything that Lee writes. So I'm so confident that she's going to successfully redeem Michelle for me.
Yeah. We're going to love Michelle by the end of it. And I don't know.
For sure.
How she does it.
Let's see what else. Melissa Braden has a new one coming out soon. I'm not sure when. It's called
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I finished that yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
I saw is it like Rival TV Reporters or something like
They're
that?
They're not rivals. It's an anchor woman and a local woman from down the way a little bit. Mm-hmm. She comes to work there as a reporter. And there's, you know, instant like chemistry spark situations. And,
Melissa does that so well. Like the chemistry
and the banter. I love it.
Yes. Yes. So I'm looking for that. And it must be coming out fairly soon then if you've already read it.
Yeah. I think it comes out in the middle or in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Maybe March, early March.
Cool. That's even sooner than I was thinking. Of course, Melina McKay has A Whisper of Solace coming out of, I want to say, April.
I think so, yeah.
I'm not sure. But, I mean, pretty sure that one is a celebrity ice queen.
Oh, it's going to be so
romance.
Good, too.
And that is, like, two of my very favorite things. And she writes ice queens so well. So, really looking forward to that one. And I know that Stephanie Shea has a new one coming out, I think, later this month.
Yeah, I think it's the end of the month.
Yeah. Really looking forward to that one. I loved Chef's Kiss, and I think this one is a sequel or set in the same world.
It is.
As Chef's Kiss. So Missed Connections.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
I know. I've been bothering her, asking her when she's going to have that done so she can send it to me.
Yeah. I'm still bad at remembering, when these things are coming, but then I see them drop into my social media feed and I'm like, yes, I forgot that one too.
I know. EJ Noyes's book that's coming out with Becca and Sabine.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. That's going to be amazing. I think that's the one I literally squealed when I saw that she was releasing it. And I was like, this is embarrassing, but
I haven't read, which is it? Ask Tell. Yeah. I have not read that one yet. So
it's amazing.
I had to add that one to my list before the other book comes out.
Me too. You're not watching the Super Bowl tonight. Just, watch, get that book out instead.
I will be working though.
Oh, all right. If you say so. Where can readers find you to connect on social media?
Oh, I am. Twitter is where I am the most, and Instagram probably. Both places, I am Rachel S. Lacey. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me most places. I'm not on TikTok.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I think I may be too old.
If you're too old, I am definitely too old. Because I'm just other people's.
I'm not a cute little video kind of person. There's so many people that can just take those cute little videos of themselves and it's funny to watch. And
Erica Lee is adorable on TikTok with her.
Yeah,
little...
I'm not that person. I always feel super awkward on video. I can't watch anything that I'm on. If I'm on a panel or something, I can't watch it back after.
No, I don't like to see myself either.
Yeah.
Even take my own picture, I'm kind of like, ugh, what is that? What's wrong with your eye? What is up with your face? Mm-hmm. Look at those wrinkles in your forehead.
You take 500 selfies to get the one that you're okay sharing.
Especially now that they have this HD shit and all that where you look really the way you look.
Yeah. My phone is a few years old, so I don't think I have the most
I would keep it that way. I have the up-to-date one and it's awful.
Well, I need a new one because it's starting to not quite sync to things correctly anymore, but so you can find me on most social media if you search Rachel Lacey.
All right, and go to Amazon, get all of her books. Rachel, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing this for me. I am so grateful to have the chance to get to know you, and I wish you only the best. You're a special writer, but an even more special person.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. This is wonderful to see you and chat with you in person here today.
I know, it's been great. If you haven't read it yet, I'm not sure what you're waiting for. Go online right now and pick up Read Between the Lines. It's a lesbian version of You've Got Mail, and you're going to love Rosie and Jane. And pre-order, No Rings Attached, available on April 12th. I hope you enjoyed my visit with Rachel Lacey. My goal is not only to talk about books with the authors, but also to give you a little window into who they are as people. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. I'll have more interviews with the best authors in Lesfic right here on the Sapphic Book Review Podcast.